Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. The Older Americans Act, adopted in 1965 and reauthorized in 2016, faces possible funding cuts that could impact the Meals on Wheels program, serving over 500 older adult seniors in Vilas and Oneida counties. Vilas County Commission on Aging Director Sue Richmond says there could be a 16% reduction that might impact the program. Richmond says they're worried about the cuts, and she says they have 105 seniors getting Meals on Wheels, and Oneida has 424. To be eligible for delivery, a person must be homebound, unable to drive, and experience physical barriers that prevent them from cooking. Volunteers deliver the meals and are trained to notice any risk factors so appropriate referrals can be made. Richmond says they delivered 8,230 meals in Vilas County alone. Richmond says they rely on volunteer drivers and they have a need for drivers in the Lando Lakes and Presque Isle areas. Information on the Meals on Wheels program and other services for seniors is available from the Vilas County Commission on Aging office. And Three Lakes is asking the DNR for an upgrade to its wastewater treatment facility. DNR wastewater engineer Steve Smith says the facility is more than 30 years old and is in need of replacement.
It's really a case of the age of the facility at this point. It's more than 30 years old. I believe, looking at the report here again this morning, it's on the order of 38 years old. So it's, you know, really beyond its useful design life, and a lot of the equipment is, you know, wearing out.
The sanitary district intends to seek funds from the U.S. Ag Department's Rural Development Program, Wisconsin Community Development Block Grant Program, and the Wisconsin Clean Water Fund Hardship Grant and Loan Program. Smith says the impact on residential user charges will be assessed by the sanitary district after reviewing project costs, revenue needs, and funding options. Public comments on the project are being accepted through April 18th. A link to contact Smith for comment is on our webpage at wxpr.org. Court documents show that a Merrill woman convicted of killing two other women in a drunken car crash is looking for another trial. Zach Hagenbusher has the details.
Ashley Bauman was found guilty of two counts each of homicide by drunken driving and homicide by negligent driving after rolling her car, driving 100 miles per hour through a 25-mile-an-hour street in Merrill and causing the deaths of Misty Glish and Jessica Hartwig in 2012. Her new attorneys are looking for a retrial on the grounds that her last defense attorney didn't do everything he could have or should have to prove Ashley's case that she was not driving the vehicle at the time. Bauman began a 7-year prison sentence in November of 2014. Zach Hagenbusher, WXPR News.
And when you're fooling around with this and that while you're driving, you're putting yourself and many people in danger. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and the DOT's Rob Miller has more.
April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and transportation safety officials say taking your eyes off the highway, even for a few seconds, can have serious, life-changing consequences. This is Dave Papps, director of the Wisconsin DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety.
Distracted driving comes in many forms. We see drivers eating, talking on the phone, looking at maps, fiddling with their radio, even brushing their teeth. What they all have in common, though, is that they're dangerous and potentially deadly. So we're just reminding people that driving requires your full attention, and taking your eyes off the road, even for a few seconds, can have tragic results.
Last year in Wisconsin, inattentive driving was a factor in 113 traffic deaths and another 11,300 injuries. A person driving 55 miles per hour who takes their eyes off the road for just 4 seconds is comparable to driving the length of a football field blindfolded. This is Rob Miller reporting.
And your forecast for tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows around 33 degrees. Your Saturday will be mostly sunny with highs near 66. That's your news for this Friday evening. Stick around for Blues Friday here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.